Welcome back to Life's Fertile Questions podcast. I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Leanna.
And today we're going to be talking about fur babies.
Yay. Specifically dogs, but I guess cats could possibly be thrown in there.
Or rats. Or yeah. Guinea pigs. Or
I'm a dog person, so we're going to go with dogs.
I'm a dog person, too. I've got two fur babies at home. Sorry for missing out on an episode last week, guys. We just had a lot going on. I am moving and getting a new job, and
my job picked back up.
I know.
It's just gotten a little crazy. We needed a week kind of just to figure out life again.
Yes, but we're back and better than ever. So, yep. Let's get started. Fur babies, you may or may not have them. You may have started with them before you got in a relationship, or maybe you got married and that was like your first step towards getting ready. Like, hey, before I have a kid with you, let's see if we can
do a dog.
Yeah, keep an animal alive. Try a dog. I think that's a pretty common thing. Cody and I had already had a dog before we met, and he kind of like adopted Arthur. My dog's name is Sir Arthur Pug Dragon. If you get the reference, please send us a DM to, our Instagram at Life's Fertile Questions. So I already had Arthur. And it was so cool because one of the things that helped me fall in love with Cody was he loved Arthur and, like, treated Arthur like he was his baby, just like I treated Arthur like my baby, because Arthur was my baby and still is my baby, even if his whole face is now white. And so we already had Arthur, and then we got together, or I already had Arthur, we got together. And, yeah, it was an adjustment moving in together with a dog in an apartment that was upstairs. So I had to walk him, like, 3 times a day, and that was an adjustment. But, yeah, so learning how to keep a dog alive, kind of already had it in the bag, but mine and Cody's, like, discipline style is a little bit different. So whereas Cody's a little bit more stern, he does this funny thing. I don't know. He probably wouldn't appreciate me telling everybody this, but he does this thing where he like growls at Arthur and gets on his level and is like growling into his ear until Arthur just submits, like reminding him that he's alpha or something. I don't know. It's weird, but that's how Cody chooses to handle things. And I'm more like, Arthur's my baby. He can't do no wrong. Well, Alyssa, Arthur, he's barking at the neighbors. Well, you know.
He's a dog.
He's a dog. He doesn't mean it.
I guess that is one good way to at least learn parenting styles is through pets. Because I imagine they're going to carry over when you guys have a kid.
At least we'll have gotten all our arguments out of the way, hopefully, of like, well, I don't think Cody will be growling into our kids' ears, but you never know, I guess. But, yeah, just like, sometimes Cody can be a little bit more, like, stern, and I'm like, pull it back, what are you doing? He's just an animal. And then sometimes he's like, Alyssa, you have to discipline him. Because he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. So get on it. So we have that going for us. I think that's beneficial. But you guys don't have a pet.
We don't have a pet just because we've lived in apartments and we've moved. We've been married 6 years and moved like 10 or 11 times. So just pets isn't in that lifestyle. We both grew up with dogs though. And we both love pets and plan to get a dog when we get a house and all that. But, yeah, it hasn't quite been in the cards yet.
What do you think Like, what kind of dog do you want?
Jade wants a big dog that stays outside because that's what he grew up with, and I grew up with a tiny dog that stays inside. So we're a little kind of, we can't really decide what we want yet, but a medium-sized dog, I guess, is a good compromise. That goes
inside and outside.
Yes.
But at least you're getting your parenting styles out of the way with Brody, so that get a dog, it'll be perfect.
Yes. And my parents' dog, he's still around. He's 15 or 16 years old.
So crazy.
You know, almost blind, almost deaf, but he's still there. And Brody loves him. It's so cute to see him with animals. And we took him over to your house, and he loved your pugs. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I just think it's so cute with babies and animals. But you do have to be careful because, you know, babies don't understand that they're fragile. But I think growing up with pets is a good thing for babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hopefully Brody's exposure to, like, Wasabi, which is her parents' dog, mm-hmm. will teach him to be gentle for the future baby that hopefully happens for you guys, because TTC is hard. I hate it.
Yeah, and he's almost 1.5 now, Brody is, and he's kind of just starting to pick up on the whole be gentle is what we keep telling him instead of, yeah. He likes to go to Wasabi's little bed that my parents have by the couch and just boot him out. And he's now kind of learning to gently pat and watch and let him sleep, so.
How does he do with the chickens?
We actually don't let him touch them because they're like baby chicks right now, but I have a feeling it'd probably be the same, so we're just going to keep the baby chickens out of the equation right now.
I know it's not culturally appropriate anymore to talk about To Kill a Mockingbird, but it's just like poor, like a baby just squeezing the life out of a chicken.
Yeah, that's probably what would happen, and that's why we're not even going to attempt, so.
They're cute, and he likes to stare at them.
Yes, he loves watching them. And they're cheap, and he knows the word chicken now, and, you know, he'll run over and watch them in their little bin because they're still really little yet so far, but I think animals is good for kids. Mm-hmm. But I am glad that we don't have one, too, at the same time, mm-hmm. because it kind of lets Brody do his own thing, run around, but I don't know. It's hard to judge because I don't have an animal in the house, so.
Yeah. Well, I just think I have two dogs. I know I've only talked about Arthur, but I'll get to that. So, actually, let's just rewind. Yeah, so back to my story. Arthur, we moved in together. We were, like, struggling and figuring out how to work a dog into our life. And I think the hardest part is that it's not socially acceptable to take your dog everywhere. And I know that some people can say the same thing about babies, of like, oh, they cry, nobody wants to be around a crying baby. But, like, also, nobody can kick you out if you have a crying baby. Like,
right.
They just can stare at you and judge you and make you feel uncomfortable and hate life. But with our dog, we were struggling to kind of find out how to fit him into our life without having, like, babysitters, and it's very much like a child in that way. Like, they can't just be home alone all day by themselves. Well, at least I can't do it to them. They're inside dogs, they're pugs. So if you don't know what a pug is, they have, like, the squish face, I think, is like the type of breed that they are, and so they have breathing problems. They cannot be out in, like, severe heat, so 80-degree weather is a no-go for them, and they have to be inside, and they have breathing problems, and where I've been the most frustrated is that that's how it feels, of, like, my dogs are my babies, and Cody agrees with me, they're his babies, too. He gets really defensive of them, especially when people, like, say mean things about our dogs. It's like, well, those are our babies. Like, yes, Arthur's breath stinks, but, you know, like, he's our baby and we love him despite his stinky breath. And so it can be hard, especially when you don't have a kid, to have people reject your dogs. And I think I get kind of jealous because I'm like, well, this is my baby. and this is my family. And if you're not going to be accepting of that, then, like, that's not fair versus, like, a screaming baby or something, you know?
Right. So, for example, if you go to your family's house for Christmas and you had a baby, obviously the baby's coming, right? It's part of your family. It's accepted. No one's going to say no. But with dogs, it's kind of like you see them as family, but your family doesn't see them as family.
Exactly. And I can understand to a certain extent of like, oh, well, there's going to be a lot of people and, you know, your dogs are at work, like they could bark or they stink. Like the biggest complaint that I get about Arthur is that he stinks. I'm like, well, it's not his fault. He's just a stinky butt. I don't know. I give him baths and it's his teeth. Anyway, that's a whole different topic, but it could just hurt because you're sitting there like, I really want a baby and can't have one, and this is my family, and this is the family that I've chosen to have, and then you kind of just feel like rejected or like you're not good enough because you have dogs for kids instead of real kids. It's like, well, it's not like I'm choosing to only have dogs. I can't have kids. But, I don't know. This is going into a weird place, I think.
So how about we talk about reasons for trying to conceive couples to get a fur baby or a dog or a pet or, you know, whatever that may be for you. Yeah. The first reason we had was you learn to be dependable. That animal is relying on you very much like a baby. So there's good practice in that.
Yes, so we just got a new pug. Cody surprised me for Christmas. I've talked about her before. Her name's Frankie. And I forgot how much work a puppy is. I really did. Like, I was so spoiled. Arthur doesn't have to go to the bathroom for, like, 8+ hours and is, like, good and he takes care of himself and, like, lets me know what he needs. But Frankie, oh my gosh, she was like having to get up every 2 hours to let her out so she wouldn't poop anywhere. She didn't know what to do. Peeing everywhere. Like at a certain point, I was like, a baby would almost be easier than this because like at least a baby is like going in the diapers. You don't even have to like, it's just in the diaper. You just throw the diaper away and then you wipe their butts and put a new diaper on. Like, I'm sitting over here like, well, I've just washed my sheets 5 times in the last 2 days. This kind of sucks. But yes, they depend on you. You have to be able to feed them, put them on a schedule. Like, if you're not there, then they're going to be sad and cry and bark. And that's where I was glad that we had Arthur because Frankie wasn't alone. Me and Cody work long hours, and so it's hard to be away from your fur babies, just as hard as I would imagine it would be to be away from your real baby. So yeah, they need you. And it does kind of fulfill that part of you that wants to take care of something too. Like, you get the reward of like a lick on your face and they snuggle with you and give you kisses.
Yeah. So dependable, very much so on both accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs lift your mood. They make you happy.
Yes. It's always nice that I get to go home to my puppies. I don't know what I would do without them with Cody gone and being deployed, but yeah, I think a puppy is going to make you happy, right? Like, give you the serotonin of like, oh, look at how cute you are. Chewing on their toy. Hopefully not chewing on your shoes.
So the third one we have, you are forced to adopt healthy habits. So you can't just pick up and leave or, you know, like you were saying earlier, be gone long hours or, you know, you got to make sure they have food or you leave them with a sitter or, you know, take them to see someone. You just kind of learn habits. You know, with the baby, you've got to find a babysitter. You've got to, you know, make sure you're stocked up on diapers and, you know, looking ahead weeks in advance, pet or baby.
Yeah, and you got to take him for walks, which gets you up and walking, which is good. I'm constantly running around after the dogs. Frankie is in this stage where she wants to go outside, but she doesn't want to go outside. She, like, only on her terms will she go outside. So I say, do you guys got to go potty? And then Arthur, like the good boy that he is, he gets up and he goes and wags his butt by the by the door and is all happy. And then Frankie bolts in the opposite direction. And I'm like, Frankie, you're going outside! Chasing after her. It's a lot of chasing. She comes sometimes, but she's in this stage where she just wants to run outside on her own terms, not on your terms.
Well, that's very much like a baby. That's where we're at with Brody, too. He'll grab his shoes, he knows he wants to go outside, and he will just stand there by the back door until someone lets him out. So
he's like, this is where I want to be.
Yes.
Now, make it happen.
So healthy habits, good or bad, they get you in routines and just, it's good practice for taking care of someone like we were talking about. Dogs can help promote relaxation and reduce stress.
Yes. So Frankie's on my nap schedule. She gets tired at the same time that I do during the day. And she likes to take her nap with me. It's the cutest thing. And, like, sometimes maybe I'll be wanting to, like, hustle and get all this stuff done, but then she'll be laying on my lap and looking all cute and taking her nap, and then I'll go, okay, I'm just gonna enjoy the moment and sit here on the couch and watch her sleep. So yeah, they definitely do can force you to slow down and enjoy the time that you have.
Yeah, reducing stress, but also probably adding stress in other areas of your life. But we're focusing on the positives. So. And then the last reason we had for getting a fur baby while trying to conceive is that you learn basic nursing skills. So this is kind of just all-encompassing of kind of what we've been talking about. Making sure they're fed, they're watched over, they're happy, they're taken care of, they're bathed. They go on walks, they get outside. When they're sick, you take care of them.
It was the worst. The other day, Casey, my sister, she gave them a bunch of human food. And I, like, told her, you can't do that. You can't give them human food. Like, Arthur, yes, sometimes, but he's getting older, so his stomach is way more sensitive. And Frankie's a puppy, and we haven't given her human food before. And literally, I came home to vomit everywhere, like pile. It was the most disgusting thing that I've seen in a long time. It was vomit everywhere. And so I called my work and I was like, I can't come in. I gotta take care of my dogs. Like, I need to make sure they're okay and that they're hydrated and they're drinking water. And, like, I don't know if they have food poisoning or what. I found out later that they had human food, too much of it. But like, you definitely find yourself fitting your life around their life.
Yes. Yeah.
But out of all of it, I wouldn't trade any of it. There's some things that are annoying, like I said, like about not being able to visit people, having to, like, find solutions if you want to go on trips and stuff for watching your dogs. But I think that's the same with babies. Like, sometimes you want to go on a trip with your husband or your partner, and you don't want to take your baby, and you got to figure out what to do with them. And that's the same thing with dogs. We've taken them on trips and we've not taken them on trips, and
you forgo trips because, yeah, you can't take them too. I mean, it goes both ways.
I wouldn't trade it for the love and the affection and, like, just the comfort that they give me. I would not take that back, like, at all. And I can't wait, personally, for the day that there is a little baby playing with them, because I just think that they would be so cute. like, hopefully not hitting them in the face or anything, or pulling tails and stuff, but I just think it's so cute. There's nothing cuter than a baby with a puppy.
It is fun to watch.
And they're all puppies. I specifically picked pugs because I wanted a perma puppy. That's what I call them. They look like puppies forever. And yeah, I love my dogs. And they're my babies. And for Mother's Day, I got myself a mom dog mug because yeah, I am. I am a mom to them. I'm their mommy, and Cody FaceTimes them every day and asks to see their faces, and I go, Frankie, Arthur, do you want to see Daddy? Do you want to see Daddy? You want to say hi to Daddy? And then they look at the phone, and he goes, hi, guys, and says their names, and their faces light up, and their little butts wag, and it's so cute. And I really think that it could be really helpful, especially if you're feeling that void of going through infertility. And, you know, we held off on getting a second dog for a long time, over a year, because we were like, I was dead set against, we're going to get a puppy, and then I'm going to get pregnant, and then we're going to have a puppy and a baby at the same time, and nobody wants to deal with that kind of stress, because that's just stupid. And the baby never happened, so don't put off the things that you want in life, because I feel like there's no guarantees. And yeah, maybe we would have ended up with a puppy and a baby, but, you know, we would have found a way to make it work, just like you make it work with anything. And I wouldn't take Frankie back for anything. She is the cutest little dog. She's so sassy. She's got the cutest little belly. You just want to rub all the time. And yeah, and she definitely gave Arthur a new life because he's got all this energy.
But as a side note, so if you're listening to this and you have a friend or you yourself are struggling to conceive a baby, just don't run out and go buy a dog to replace a baby, right? Some of us want some fur babies. Some of us are fur baby people. Some of us aren't. So you just need to respect that on everyone's wishes. You know, if you're listening and your wife wants one, then that might be a good idea. But if your wife's against it and you think it's going to fill a void, don't do it. It may be adding way more stress than you think.
They say that that's like the number one mistake is getting a dog as a surprise or like an animal. Because just,
you have to be committed. I mean, it's a team effort.
And even like we had talked about getting a dog for a year. And when Cody brought Frankie home, I was like, what did you do? But, you know, I kind of was okay with it because I had basically like given him all the hints, sent him pictures of puppies, and like I was like, I'm ready, let's get a puppy. So it wasn't his fault. I wasn't mad at him or anything, but it was just bad timing because I had stabbed myself and had stitches and a whole different story. But yeah, I think that if you want a dog and you've been holding back because the logical side of you is like, I don't want a dog and a baby at the same time, like a puppy and a baby, well, you could always adopt an older animal. You don't have to get a puppy too, so you can skip that phase. Or just, I don't think you should hold yourself back just because of the what if I get pregnant. Because I feel like you can have so much pain in your life from holding back due to the what if. Like me personally, like saying, oh, well, I'm not going to plan that trip because what if I'm pregnant and I can't go on it? And then a year passes and you didn't go on that trip. Or like, oh, I'm not going to take that job because what if I get pregnant and then we're in the middle of moving? Or, you know, I'm trying not to live my life in that what if phase, because I did that for a while and I don't think that it made me any happier. I think putting your life on pause just doesn't make you any happier. It's not doing anything for you to just live on pause or live in limbo land. So
for babies, yeah, they help, but they're not for everyone.
That's my piece of advice.
They fill voids in life. You learn very
pretty much exactly the same skills as with a baby. I mean, they are literally your babies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My little babies. But, ooh. The at least, well, I don't know. There's something about a baby screaming.
Well, yeah.
That's just, like, so crazy in that Brody's, like, hitting his head on the wall.
Yeah, he's in his little terrible twos, like, 6 months early, so it's not exactly the prettiest phase for outsiders to see, that's for sure.
But I was like, could be worse. I mean,
it could always be worse, yes. That's yeah, I just Arthur tell could, myself like, every day.
Eat Frankie's poop or something. Well, like, that could be. Some dogs do that. They eat their other dog's poop.
Hmm.
It's nasty.
Yeah. I am glad, though, that we didn't get a dog. I mean, there were a few years where we really wanted one, but I am kind of glad that we held back because I feel like I was able to give my full and proper attention. But then again, I didn't do it. And you have dogs and you're going to have a different experience than me and it's still going to work out. It's just a different route to get there.
Yeah, there you can do it any way that you want. And I don't think there's any wrong way to live your life. And if you're not an animal person, then definitely don't get an animal. I mean, like, definitely don't get an animal. And having a dog in an apartment is just, it's miserable. It's very difficult. They say, I read a study saying that more millennials are buying houses specifically just for their pets than for themselves. Like, that they would be perfectly happy to live in an apartment, but because they want an animal, they're buying a house.
Because it needs space.
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, and every apartment we've ever lived in even said no pets. So, I mean, there's always that
reason. Yeah, it's too more expensive. So, like, our apartment that we had, it was, we got lucky because most of the time they require a down payment extra on top of paying monthly extra for your pet. And the place that we found, it was just a big lump sum at the beginning. It was like $500. And then, but you didn't have to pay anything extra during the month. But all of those apartment complexes that allow pets, their rent is just higher than regular ones. Like, you can find, I don't know, like, throwing out numbers isn't, like, worth it because numbers are different everywhere. But I've noticed that they're the options, they're just always on the higher price end. Like, I think because they could just charge that much because they're like, yeah, because
things are going to get destroyed. The carpet's going to have to be redone, things like that.
Well, no, but rent itself. And I think it's because they know that people with animals have to go there so they can charge more. Mm-hmm. There's, like, less of a competition, I guess.
Yeah.
So
definitely talk it over with your spouse, your partner. Just don't, it's not something you jump into, just like a baby. I mean, you don't just wake up one day and
have a baby. Some people do.
Maybe some people do.
But we're an infertility podcast, so
I think we don't wake up and there's a baby the next day.
Most of us have spent a lot of time thinking and planning about babies. Catch us again every Wednesday. You can follow us
at Life's Fertile Questions Podcast on Instagram.
Sometimes we'll give you little sneak peeks. It is just a good community of people that are going through the same things that you are. And if you don't have an infertility account or, like, you don't want to use your personal one, a lot of people just make one. Just make one specifically for infertility. They don't follow anybody that they know. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yep. And it's a good community to be in. And it's a pretty positive one, so.
But we love the reach outs. We love the messages. We like to comment on a lot of your guys' posts, so make sure you're following us. And give us a like, rating, review, so that we can keep this podcast going strong.
Yeah, and if any of you guys want to share your story on our podcast, definitely reach out. You can email us at lifesfertilequestionspodcast@gmail.com or send us a message on Instagram.
We'll catch you guys next week.
All right, bye.